fit in, State Department officials were skeptical about Christopher Steele reports. By Tom Fitton on October 14, 2020. We have now received 48 pages of emails among top Obama State Department officials and a U.S. ambassador expressing skepticism about Steele reports by Steele's London-based private intelligence firm Orbis Business Intelligence. Steele was the author of the Clinton-funded, anti-Trump dossier. One Assistant Secretary of State says some of Steele's reports sound extreme and others do not ring true, while the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine calls some Steele reports flaky. We obtained the heavily redacted emails in our FOIA lawsuit filed on April 25, 2018, on behalf of the Daily Caller News Foundation against State after it failed to respond to three separate FOIA requests, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:18 CV00968. The lawsuit seeks all records of communications between State Department officials, including former Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, on the one hand, and British national Christopher Steele and/or employees or contractors of Steele's company, Orbis Business Intelligence, on the other hand. All records and or memoranda provided by Christopher Steele and or his firm Orbis Business Intelligence or by others acting on Steele/Orbis's behalf to State Department officials. Any and all records in the custody of the State Department related to the provision of documents to British national Christopher Steele and or his firm, Orbis Business Intelligence, or the receipt of documents from Steele or his firm. Time period is January 20, 2009 through the present. All records created in 2016 by Jonathan M. Weiner relating to research compiled by Christopher Steele. In a mostly redacted, July 1, 2014, email exchange between then Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and Weiner concerning two pieces from Orbis on Russia-Ukraine. Weiner tells Nuland at one point, "Chris is a good friend and I do trust him. I find them fascinating snapshots too." Redacted, "I told him we don't leak. That would be other parts of the USG and not to worry." In a July 22, 2014, email, Weiner tells Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for European Affairs Paul Jones and Nuland, "I've told Chris Steele at Orbis I think the material is great, and I will continue to retransmit as he sends them to me." In a September 4, 2014, email, Jones tells Weiner and Nuland of Steele's reports, "Credible, useful, TX as always." In a December 29, 2014, email to Ambassador Pyatt, under the subject line Orbis, report, coal scandal and Ukrainian politics, Nuland says, "This is one of those industry intel reports. Rings a bit extreme to me. You guys?" Weiner sends an almost completely redacted email on February 12, 2015 to his assistant Miller instructing her to forward high side to three usual persons, Nuland, Jones and himself, and Orbis, report concerning company said to be secretly owned by Putin, Putin's mistress and friends. In a declassified but heavily redacted, March 23, 2015, email from Nuland to Jones, Weiner and his special assistant Nina Miller, under the subject line, report, March 13, growing political instability in Kiev and Yulia's return to power? Nuland remarks, "Some of this rings true, some not." Redacted. In an otherwise redacted November 9, 2015, email to Nuland, under the subject line 3 recent Orbis, reports on Ukraine security and politics. United States Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt says, "So I would put this in the same category as their other flaky reports." In a February 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, Weiner admitted to working with Steele on the dossier. Weiner told the Senate Intelligence Committee that he destroyed all the correspondence he had with Steele, apparently at Steele's request. The sad truth is due to the over-redactions by a government intent on hiding the truth from its own people. It's not really easy to make out what's fully going on from this newest batch of documents. It is becoming clearer that there were unprecedented levels of collusion between Obama administration officials and outside partisans in an effort to harm Trump. Even though some government officials recognize that Christopher Steele's intel was questionable at best, said Daily Caller News Foundation President Neil Patel. "Our lawsuit with Judicial Watch will keep going until we get all the truth out to the American people." Christopher Steele had a willing partner with the Obama State Department. despite top officials having little confidence in his work. These documents demonstrate that the Obama administration had multiple warning signs that Steele was unreliable, yet they used his garbage dossier to target and spy on President Trump. Here's some background. In September 2019, we released 146 pages of documents revealing that Steele had an extensive and close working relationship dating back to May of 2014 with high-ranking Obama State Department officials including Weiner and Nuland. Judicial Watch also uncovered documents showing that less than a month before the presidential inauguration, Weiner had a 10-minute phone call with Alexei Vladimirovich Skozyrev, the political chief at the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. In July 2019, we released 84 pages of documents revealing an email exchange between Nuland and Weiner, discussing a face-to-face meeting on a Russian matter in New York in September 2016. In June 2019, we released 41 pages of documents from the State Department revealing that Weiner played a key role in facilitating Steele's access to other top government officials and prominent international business executives. Weiner was even approached by a movie producer about making a movie about the Russiagate targeting of President Trump. Well, it does read like a spy novel.